Log Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you being here for this most amazing topic. Angela and I will be chatting with an amazing guest speaker, Newt Butterfly, about the Temple of Woman, the art of orgasmic liberation for the divine diva in you. Angela, dear, are you there?
Hey, honey, I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. We're so happy you're here, sweetie. So, Angela, how's it going out there, babe?
Oh, it's going. The weather's beautiful. We're supposed to get some rain today, which I'm hoping for. I'm really hoping for rain. But other than that, it's beautiful outside.
Well, I would love to be there with you because I miss the ocean.
That's where we were yesterday, actually. We're at the beach.
Oh, man. You got to send some pictures if you took them, girl.
I forgot my camera.
Oh,
we were like 30 minutes into the drive, and I'm like, I didn't bring my camera.
Well, you're going to soak up the sun and bring it to us sooner than later.
Yeah, okay? I plan on going back real soon. So.
Yeah, I'll send you a little stick-it notice, you know, like a post-it note. Before we bring our excellent, most amazing, fun guest on, we just want to share this about her. Newt Butterfly is an internationally recognized Nubian priestess, and I'm gonna let her share with you the priestess she belongs to because it's a lot of words that I would probably mangle. But she's a speaker and bliss activist who guides healers, artists, and all manner of spiritual creatives to realize their gifts through unconditional adoration, whole self-mastery, and orgasmic awareness. As a chief priestess of Karmut Ankh, Temple of the Mother of Life, she's a holder of the lineage of Sheti Mir, a resurrected ancient African initiatory path of orgasmic alchemy and once lost great-grandmother to the Indian Tantra. Her nickname is Diva Mama Newt, and she's affectionately known this in this world. And she's the founder of the Guiding Light behind orgasmicliving.com. We'll be sharing a little bit about that particular website. The Temple of Woman, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and then this amazing, glorious, fun notes called You Are Magnificent. So we'll be sharing that as well. She's also a favorite guest speaker on local and national radio shows. But not only does Newt embrace all these roles, she's also a very beautiful, very powerful and empowering diva, an amazing mother and friend that I've had the immense pleasure and honor to know and meet in over 7 years ago through a mutual acquaintance of ours. And in following her path through the years, I've become to truly appreciate the work she's passionately bringing to the collective table for thousands and thousands of people, those that desire real freedom and liberation from the past wounds inflicted upon our bodies in the so-called name sexuality. So based on Angela and I's passion that we are wanting to live wholly and completely no matter what, Angela and I are so pleased that she's taken the time to come out and play with us and the rest of the world on our Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we are. I'm excited.
Newt, darling, are you here?
I sure am.
Drum roll, please.
Hey, Newt.
Woo, that was a mouthful.
Well, you know me and my words. I love saying them. we are so much fun. You know, we just every time we talk, it's like you add more energy and more questions in my head. It's like popcorn moments going off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I could just like record all of our calls that we've had the last couple of weeks because I mean, oh, they're so rich.
I'm working on that. You're not the first person to say that. It's part of just being so full with what really should be just a basic revelation of the truth of who we are, the mm-hmm. glorious, beautiful, magnificent truth of who we are as human beings. So it just comes out. It's just,
yeah.
Come on, how can we not celebrate and just like be overflowing with it once we know all the time?
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Well, this interview is going to be a two-part series with her, so we're going to, even though we're going to speak specifically about the divine feminine today, we're also going to be sharing with all of you listening friends other links to news information, and more importantly, the ongoing work she's blessing others with, other people. I can't hardly talk on my tongue today.
All that organic juice.
That's right.
You're getting fired up from down below.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm going to be going right brain and all brains and everything today.
Oh, that's too funny.
It is. I too lose the
power of speech in orgasm, so.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about. You know, we'll just kind of, we know this is a very juicy call, so we're just going to, you know, jump right in because there's so much healing that you're bringing out. And we just wanted you to share a little bit, kind of your background, when you started publicly honoring and acknowledging this essence as a sacred priestess and healer that you are, and all the doors that opened up. Can you just kind of share a little bit about how you came to, you know, how this unfolded into your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's an interesting story. And to really, I won't try to go do the whole long, you know, mini series version. I do have to kind of start from the beginning. My path to becoming the bliss activist I proudly proclaim myself to be and who I'm, you know, me being a bliss activist isn't like, oh, I've reached the pinnacle. It's my passion to turn everybody on in that way. The same way, Val, you talked about, you know, we're talking and just kind of casually talking, you just get turned on. That's my mission and my dream, for all of us to be real bliss activists for everyone.
Beautiful. Well, you know, how long have you been, like, you know, when's the chapter that you started opening, per se, in this? Because this is what I wanted to share a little bit about when we segue into your work. There was a premise that you had shared on your Temple of Woman site. And let's see. I might be coming in and out, so you all have to bear with me.
Yeah.
Hearing that, sweetie. Okay. Apologize for that. One of the things that I loved is you said, I see true liberation not as the hard-won fruit of struggle, but as a choice and a commitment that replaces the experience of lack and struggle with the fulfillment of purpose, joy, and living orgasmically in and as love. Orgasm is enlightenment. And so one of the things that we wanted to kind of segue into is that Temple of Woman site. Can you share a little bit about how, what you see that in true liberation in that choice? Because I love what you said. There's so many people that say struggles
yes.
into success, and that's like major work that nobody even wants to do.
It's major work that nobody wants to do, and the reason we don't want to do it is because we're smart. We're geniuses. We're geniuses at this thing called living life in a human body. We really are. We have all the wisdom and knowledge that we need to do it magnificently. So we don't like the idea of struggle, but we buy into it because people we admire, starting with our parents, tell us hard work is the way to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't mean us harm probably when they said that, but they lied, and they were lied to.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't like it because it's a lie, and we know it's a lie. And the worst thing about it is not that it's a lie, but that it enslaves us. This addiction, this adherence to struggle as the way to get ahead, to reach happiness, will enslave us and keep us away from living our soul's truth. My path, I can say this with such conviction because my path begins in my own pain. I have healed through child abuse and post-traumatic stress because of that. I have healed through 2 rapes. I have healed through ovarian cyst and several people in white coats with letters behind their names threatening to steal my womb from me when I was still in my 20s. I have gone through all of the things that this world will tell us is reason enough to, you know, hang your head down and just try to keep struggling, and maybe you'll get a little crumb, and, you know, that whole ultimate bliss, happiness, that's for storybooks, that's fairy tales. No, you can't have that. And that's what the world would like to tell us, that we can't have it, that it's a fairy tale. What we need to know, what all of us need to know, men and women, is that bliss is our birthright. It's essential to our liberation as people, as sentient beings who are in conscious direction and control of the life of humanity, our lives, our families' lives, our children's, the future generations, and indeed the life of this planet. If we're to take full responsibility, we must claim our birthright. We are not meant to be separate from divine joy and beauty, which is what is bliss, really. It's the divine essence being made manifest in our lives in tangible ways that we can touch, taste, and feel and rely upon. That is our birthright. That is our normal. And the only way that I came into healing from all of that story in my own path, it was not through struggle. And I got lots of people who wanted to teach me how to struggle through it, how to beat it down, how to triumph over it, and then just how to be a survivor. Well, just survive with it. And that was not enough. I would not be here had I followed that. Because I really, I'd have taken myself out. The pain was too great. The only thing that could quell the pain was bliss, seeing my own bliss, touching my own innate desire to know bliss, and becoming strengthened in that with the support of a community of people also dedicated to that healing. Big ingredient there. We don't do this alone. We don't heal alone. I was able to move through the pain and get to the other side and to actually know a life that is really and truly based in bliss. I can honestly say all those things. I'm not a survivor of those things. I have healed those things. And now having healed those things, I can share. I can share the path of taking your pain, fortifying yourself in your desire, and moving right through it, transmuting it into bliss, because that is what our pain actually wants to be. Our pain isn't here to be an enemy. No part of our essence, no part of our reality, no part of our experience is here to be our enemy. Everything is here for love. Everything.
Yeah, there's
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm hearing some.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say, I am hearing, I don't know what that is, and I'm sorry to our listeners. There seems to be some kind of technical issues with the phone lines. There's a little static coming in and out.
Because I'm not hearing it. I'm wondering what my phone line, I'm hearing really clear with you all, but that is interesting.
I want to say hey to our listeners. Hello, guest 1170 Sun Love, and Maine Bob is on with us. We know,
hey,
Val and I know Bob.
And New does too.
Oh, New does, okay. So we have Bob on with us, and he says he can hear the background noise also.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And Sun Love says a speaker might be on. Somebody's speaker. There's a speaker somewhere that might be interfering. So
I'm going to turn mine off just in case.
Mine's off.
If that mine, that might help a little bit.
Because we really don't want to miss. I don't want anybody to miss what Newt has to, what she's sharing with us today. There's a sample of what Newt shares on the Temple of a Woman site. And it says, thank you for saying yes to your highest divine essence by choosing to enter the Temple of Woman. You have already amplified the divine healing power and presence in your life and in all those you touch just by imagining your inclusion in the sacred circle we've created for you here. Perhaps you've already sensed it. There's true magic brewing for you here. Now that our paths have met, expect to grow more centered in the truth and power of your feminine essence from this moment forward. I love that.
So we love that invocation.
It's real. It's true. I mean, Val, isn't that what, you just us reconnecting over the phone, you've experienced that. That's the magic of our own when we know the power of who we actually are. You know, There is true and real divine masculine power, and there's true and real divine feminine power. And when we connect with it and live in it in a way that integrates it in every aspect of our life, it comes into play. And it's not, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's skirt when we say, from this moment forward, it's on.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna say this link out loud too, Newt, to acknowledge where this is. It's the Temple of Woman, and it's a little bit different spelling because it
yeah.
really honors our essence as a feminine entity. It's HTTP TEMPLEOF.
Oh no, wait, we have backup because it's real. This is important.
Okay.
There's someone. Someone hijacked that other name. So
yeah.
It's real important that we that you type into your address bar the Temple of Women. TheTempleOf Woman, spelled with a womb, WOMBN.com.
So it's the in front of temple.
The Temple of Woman. Yeah.
Oh, the temple. Beautiful. Thank you. And I'm going to have to put that back on my little chat room so people can get to that. Awesome, awesome.
That's
well, you know,
important.
One of the things that you were talking about, rewriting, I wrote something the other day that kind of encapsulates this. It's rewrite past effects of his or her story by adapting the present his or her story to spotlight what's true, real, and authentically you. And while there's so many amazing things that we would probably not, well, we could have, like, tons of calls on. What is one little step in moving forward about awakening and honoring that sacred femininity that you have, Newt, that we can give just our audience a taste?
Oh, my gosh. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I mean that in every
yes.
possible way. And I really do. And it starts very simple. Very simple. You don't even have to get out a mirror. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. Take in a deep breath and look at these hands. Our hands do so much work. Just take a moment to acknowledge the work that you do for yourself and acknowledge your hands. And I'm not just picking the hands randomly.
Say more about that,
sweetheart. Our noise guest is back.
Yeah, I heard that noise again. And I missed what you were saying, Newt.
Okay. You're not. I'm so sorry. You're not picking your hands randomly. Share a little bit more about that.
I said, take your hands and take a look at them, and just take a moment now, everyone. Just take a moment. You can even close your eyes for this. You'll open them in a moment, and just open your hands. And I'm not picking hands randomly. Our hands are containers, so I want you to open and reveal the expression of your hand as a container. When you hold your hand as a container, you open it. Your palms are open, and you create a nice little bowl. That containing, that ability to contain, is the essence of your feminine power.
Aww.
And just sit with that. Sit with that and breathe into what that means, that you have the power to hold. You know that old song, got the whole world in her hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New version, the way I'm singing it, but you know.
No, I love the way that you said that about the hands because, you know, they are such a healing energy, I believe. And I know that even the intimacy of holding someone's hand or the touch of the hands. And I have a lot of energy coming through my hands, and so that's just such a great reminder because I can feel the energy fields around with my hands and sensitive. So I love the way you just said it was a container because it is. There's a little cup in there.
Yeah.
And I thought,
and
wow.
That's the essence, that is the essence of feminine power, our ability to hold, to contain. We have an infinite ability to contain. And if we just connect with that and we really breathe into it, and if you are a person living in a woman's body, if you were born with ovaries, you got this. Everybody
yeah.
has, every one of us has masculine and feminine qualities, every one of us. Speaking specifically to our biological women here.
Yes, because
it
I want to, you know,
very
we were
easy for you to just think about this. This container energy, I say container, and just breathe into that. And immediately, I don't even have to give you a direction. The energy relationship between your hand and that area between your navel and your vulva is starting to heat up. It's that automatic. You've called your womb into play simply by thinking about this containing power that you have, this power to contain. And if you can contemplate that, if you just can meditate on that 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, just how am I a container? What do I contain? How much bigger of a container do I want to be? What do I want to throw out of my container? What do I want more of in my container? That's activating the feminine in a very simple, very basic way that everyone can do. Now you come to the temple and we will, you know, put superpower that up.
Yeah.
There's a lot more
true,
we can do.
Yeah, there's true magic in there. We want to say a shout-out to Sun Love, too, honey. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us today, and we appreciate it. And I think we might have some callers. I was hearing with Newt before that if there's any questions that you all want to share as we move through here, please hold them out because we are going to have time for questions or sharing or comments. Yeah, that we want to put that back in because, you know, she's come on to offer her love and bliss to the whole audience, and we just want to appreciate those that are calling in and want to ask that. So, you know, I love the word bliss, and this is the thing about rewriting history, Newt. For a long time, until I gave birth to my children, I really didn't get what that love was about. There was something in the alchemy of pouring forth this life that it reconnected or reawakened my own process as a feminine, you know, entity, that nourishment. Even when I breastfed, we were talking about this, and I thought it was great, and I'm just going to put it out there because, you know, I love being on the edge. But when we were talking the other day about even breast milk and breastfed and how we are masculine feminine energies, we were talking about the ejaculation of milk. And for those that have nursed their babies, you know, that's true. I've never thought about my breast being part of the process of ejaculation. Mm-hmm. But it was a beautiful experience for all three of my children. And you gave me a new way of looking at, you know, how I express myself or express, you know, my energies, not only through my womb in giving birth or in the act of you know, orgasmic living, but also through the my breasts. So I just wanted to share that because I thought that was a really amazing thing to become more aware of, some of my other parts of my body that bring nourishment.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even the ejaculation is there, but it follows, everything follows the orgasmic process. Life is orgasm. There's no escaping that. You know, all the years of puritanical conditioning will not rewrite this one basic natural law. That is life. And in order to sustain the life of our children, we penetrate them, we ejaculate into them, and new life is conceived in the cells that they grow and develop by taking in that nourishment. And it is. It's a way that women actually exercise their inner masculine. And even when we're not giving forth milk, energetically, we are constantly, our breast, one of the things about, you know, covering ourselves up in the West is that we prevent women's breast energetically, and I know a lot of guys will really like this one, but energetically, women's breast, the bearing of our breast, is a blessing because it's a way that we actually penetrate healing energy and wisdom into the world for the entire community, for the healing of the entire community. Now, can you dampen that with your consciousness? Sure. So Girls Gone Wild is not a healing.
Yeah, there's certain ways that we
can. That's not giving us up, yeah.
But when we can be free, and when men, women, and children can receive that gift without lechery or without predation, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful healing. It's a wonderful and a sacred thing. And it's one of the reasons that in many, many ancient cultures and many first people's cultures, and I won't just say ancient, there are people who are living this way right now, the women don't cover up, you know, until foreigners
mm-hmm.
come down. Until foreigners who don't know how to handle it, then they cover up.
That's true. I've seen that on certain shows on like the History Channel and stuff like that. You're right.
And it's about the balance. It's about the woman's role. Because we are the containers, we are physically equipped to be an outward expression, and it's almost our job to express both the masculine and the feminine. But the way we express masculine energy is never going to be as, you know, masterful as the fully embodied masculine. But we do have our job in that. There is a certain degree of feminine penetration that heals our world and heals our communities. It's a big difference. There's one of the reasons I was so adamant on breastfeeding, which is funny that we call it breastfeeding, but giving my son the benefit of his own milk from my body for as long as he wanted it. So we kept up with that until he decided to stop, which was around when he was 3. And it was real important to me. Because I'm a healer and because I work in these ways, I knew that he needed to have a living memory when he got older, an actual recollection of what it was like to suckle at his mother's breast.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if more of us had that memory, we would be a lot less screwed up, and there would be much more appreciation for the genuine divine feminine, the genuine feminine essence, not, you know, the kind of pseudo thing that goes on.
Yeah.
Well, I love the way that you said that because, you know, one of the things that we sparked on, and, oh, gosh, we got a lot of callers. This is beautiful, that we're going to be able to speak to. So hold on to those thoughts listening. They've called on the phone. So one of the things that I want to talk about is that whole thing in what you said about, you know, the professional work, that going out into, you know, being able to heal through our professional roles that we play, you know, that talks about how we can carry both our feminine and masculine energy into the workforce, into the career area, so that we don't have to try to be something that we're not. Can you kind of share a little bit around that particular issue? Because I think women struggle showing, you know, being able to be powerful in their own energies and then at the same time feel in equal partnership with the males in their workforce. Can you give us a little bit about that?
Well, it's interesting what you say about the equal partnership part, because the only reason we would ever really need to fret about that is that we had an underlying governing conviction
mm-hmm.
of our non-equality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the healing has to start, because
mm-hmm.
there's no amount of reparative policy or program that is ever going to address that until we get who we are, until we love ourselves for who we are naturally, not for our ability to imitate what we think masculine power is. And I want to emphasize what we think, because the thing we usually imitate is not true masculine energy. It's false masculinity. It's bravado. It's arrogance. It's craziness. And we wind up killing ourselves, and I mean that quite literally. We give ourselves diseases trying to dampen down our sensitivity, to stuff down our emotions, and to power our way through to success, to force our way through like a Mack truck. Instead of being the containers for success for our businesses, for our office communities, for our families that we are meant to be, we turn into this kind of like runaway Mack truck that's going to try to bowl over and power over. And we all have seen this. We all know women like this. You know, the stereotype, hand on the hip, neck moving all over the place. We all know her.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Or the one that wants the center of the stage, wants to play center stage, not coming from a place of you know, holistic and power empowerment, but because there's some not enough going on.
Play center stage because she figures, well, that's where I will get my stuff. And in order to be center, because center stage is in her mindset, in her view, in that woman's view, it's an eat or be eaten world.
Yes, thank you.
She's running. And those of us who know her, because we do know her, all of us know these women.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the women like this, who you know. Nobody here, everybody here is so enlightened. I know none of you do this.
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute.
Your friends. You're generous with your friendships. I know you have friends like this. So your friends, you know that your friends are crying inside. You know that your friends are dying inside. That they are unhappy, that they are trying to placate this ever-growing emptiness in their lives with food, maybe with sex, probably with chocolate, with clothes, with attitude, with drama, addiction to drama and creating drama. All of these things, again, it's love. All that pain is love trying to seek expression. It's going, be yourself. Let me out. Let me out. You know, there's a womb truth inside every one of those, you know, hands on the hips, neck rolling sisters who there's a womb truth in her knocking, screaming, saying, let me out.
Mm-hmm.
I can heal this. I can make this easy. You don't have to work at this so hard. You don't have to struggle. And you sure as heck don't have to, like, pretend like you got to wear a strap on. Just to get paid, just to live your life.
Yeah,
that is so important. You know, this is like I think some of the dance that people do about stepping into their own power about everything. You know, being an entrepreneur. You know, as a female entrepreneur, it's so amazing how we are the largest percentage in the marketplace of consumerism. And yet, oh, my gosh, we're so passive. Some are passive about stepping into that role of, you know, being love, being that power. And it's just thank you for sharing that because, I mean, we could take, oh, gosh, there's just, you know, my mind is doing popcorn again. So, you know, I want to get a couple more things in because we have so, I would love to honor these callers. I mean, I'm excited that they're here. One of the things that I did want to mention right before we start interacting is you've written part of your work has been published in a book called Reclaiming Eros, Sacred Horrors and Healers by Suzanne Blackburn and Margaret Wade, and that's at reclaimingeros.com. I'll have not only this call with Newt on our tweakingyourvibrations.com, but I'll also have these links in case you all want to explore these links more. But there was a piece that I loved in this dialogue on her page, and it was, we live in an age where many new and creative healing modalities are finding their way into mainstream culture. The stories in Reclaiming Eros reminds us that our bodies contain great wisdom, healing, and creative power, and Eros is the way to accessing them. Taking steps to our wholeness includes integrating our sexuality. Can you share about how you were invited into being a part of that? Because I want to get that book.
Oh, you have to. You have to.
Yes,
everybody
I want
to
get that book.
Just and I'm not saying it because I'm in it.
There was a resonation when I went to go explore, you know, tying these pieces together when we interviewed you, and it just went ding, ding, ding. So can you share about that collective voice and how you were invited to be
a
part of it?
It's a beautiful project and a beautiful product as well, because I really want to claim that word product. It jumped in off my tongue for a reason. A lot of times, you know, we spiritual types are scared of words like sale and product.
Yeah, we're going to rewrite that, aren't we?
You know, and I get it. We've been hurt, so we're gun shy, you know. But it's important for me to acknowledge the production work that went into creating this work, this beautiful collection of stories, and the interviews and the care that was taken to really not just take down and sit with us, but to really, really create a portrait, a true multidimensional portrait of many healing masters who recognize the centrality of orgasmic sexual energy and our ownership of that. And it's so important. You know, a lot of times we ask for, people say, well, you know, wouldn't it have been nice to, if life came with an owner's manual? Well, it does. It does. It's right between your thighs. It's that feeling of connection with the almighty source of all life that moves physically and psychically through your body, mind, and all seven of your bodies when you step into the awareness that we know as orgasm. When you just, in fact, even when you're just in arousal and you just knock on the door, you learn truths about what it means to be human and what it means to be you as a human. We all do have an owner's manual. It's the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's the body we grew to come in here. It tells us everything we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we need to know. All we have to do is read it. Pay attention to it. Stop, you know, throwing it around like it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
like it's last year's car or something.
Mm-hmm. Getting it confused with, you know, what everybody else says about what being physical with someone is, with another person, and using that, not getting that confused with sex and getting in your heart with it. And I don't even know how to use words correctly to describe that. But I think we, you know, there's too much out there in the media that confuses, and not just in the media, but in our own homes, that confuses what that's supposed to be like.
Well, it's because we think of, I'm going to wait for the noise.
Yeah. There we go. Oh.
It's, you know what it is? I'm beginning to believe it's like the collective unconsciousness coming into this vibration, and it's trying to break in, but it just hasn't got the right frequency yet.
There you go.
Me too. I'm thinking the same thing.
We are orgasmically set.
Yep. It's just
on
trying.
What she's saying.
And that's how it is. We're all just trying. You know, there's, again, everything is coming from love. Because love is all that there is. So we're all coming from it. We're all going to it. Because that is the only destination, the only reality. That's it. One. I mean, it's real simple, this life thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just make it too hard.
Hard. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We complicate it. You're right.
You know,
but
about the body is that
yes.
What we call sex and what we even, you know, perish the thought, what some people call orgasm. I'd spell it with a capital O for a reason. I'm talking about a sacred event. People think of, because we think of our bodies in mechanistic terms, we think of our sexuality in mechanistic and consumerist terms. We've not just objectified women, we've objectified everything.
Mm-hmm.
We objectify ourselves. So that's where that other concept of sex comes from. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, that's a commodity. I gotta get some.
I gotta. Mm-hmm.
You mean I'm gonna get some? You mean I got to give him some?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You mean I got to give her some? What did she get? What did she give me to get some? That
mm-hmm.
is something that is totally on a whole nother. That's in the land of poverty. That's in the land of perpetual suffering and poverty, not just financially, but in every possible way.
Oh, yeah, because it's our temple.
Poverty of life force, poverty of everything. When
well,
we
you
come
know,
into our own, it's not that. It's always about being that container, ever overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ever overflowing, you can give.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I give the same way to everybody? No.
No.
No. No. But can I have seven bodies. So while I may not invite every king into my physical thighs, I can surround them with my extended spiritual body. And I can be open in that way. And we can make love and we can be satisfied because for the most part, that's what most people want. Not every king wants to get up in here.
That's true.
You know, that's not what he wants. And I don't have the time, so, you know. But I do. We all do have the time. If we access our larger body, we can make love with one another. We can heal on that plane. We can share joy. We can engender bliss. We can be in a constant state of loving versus competition or consumption or predation. We can move over to actually making love instead of making little bits of war with one another at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that has a direct effect on your right now physical sex life, your physical and emotional relationships with the people in your life, your health, your ability to digest and assimilate proper nutrition, it has everything to do with that.
Yeah.
Wow. That is beautiful. I get so excited. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Newt. Okay. I'm just going to bask in that because it was beautiful. There's no other words to add to that. Okay. We're going to play with bringing the callers in once again, the temple of woman.com. We'll have that link at tweakingyourvibrations.com. We'll also bring some of your Facebook pages because they can share some bliss tips. And you'll find her on Twitter and Facebook and some of these other beautiful links that she's going to have. We'll have all that at Tweaking Your Vibrations so that you can browse around and get connected to Newt a little bit more. But right now we'll go ahead and open our callers and say that if you have any questions or you want to share some comments, we're here. So let's see. This is our first time we play with this many callers.
Yeah, so
cool.
I think I want to say, I don't know whether or not they can see this, but the first caller that we have in, or caller number three, as I'm seeing on the switchboard, we're going to unmute you and welcome you to Tweaking Your Vibrations. First caller, are you there?
They
do we
might
have
be
our caller on?
Well, let's
maybe not.
Let's go.
They're running over to that website. That's what they're doing. And I did want to mention. I didn't tell you guys this ahead of time, just because there was so much stuff. There is at the website when everyone goes there and you just read our wonderful invitation that Angela read earlier, and take that in and you click through. There's a free gift waiting for you there. So go and get your free gift.
Oh.
We're going to definitely send free gift in big letters so that you guys could get there.
People love free gifts, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gift that will really activate in all of the much more deeper ways that I was referring to your ability to hold that feminine essence and to make it real in your life in a tangible and very healing way for you and the women that you share yourself with.
Thank you. Well, let me go ahead and go to this other caller, number four, area code 323. Is there anything that you'd like to share with Newt?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Nyjah.
Hi, Nyjah. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. I just want to make sure I was really talking here.
I know, baby. We're trying to figure this out, too. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, well, I'm in the Temple of Woman. Woman.
Everybody's sipping it. Just say it the way you normally say it, woman. We're just re-spelling it. The other spelling doesn't work.
That's true. You know, I like that. Yep, yep.
And what you're getting a taste of, you know, I've been getting a taste of for several years now, and it is and her presence, you know, in my life, my teacher, sister, mentor, friend, has really impacted my life, especially in terms of being a woman, because in this society, a lot of our what we call being a woman is really suppression that we've been, you know, countless generations, even our mothers and our aunts, and, you know, they passed down a lot of those that weren't really in tune with their natural selves, unfortunately passed down models that only they knew, that they embodied from other false perceptions. And when I encountered Newt, it was like, what? What territory, what world does she come from?
Because, what are you talking about, huh?
Because everything she spoke of about being a woman that I, you know, down to the menstrual cycle, about our bodies and things that we are being ashamed of, in fear of, actually in fear of our own bodies. You know, that's what I guess mostly I learned as a child, to be in fear of this woman's body. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. It does strange things, you know, it bleeds, and that's something's wrong with that, you know. And coming from getting her perspective on the menstrual cycle and how empowering that is, actually, rather than disempowering it, and she gave just a whole, caused me to look at my own body and my own woman essence in a whole different light. And that just, that continues to go on and on. It just wasn't then. It's like just simple conversations with her, I just continue to just soak her in, and just, so what you're getting is like what we get in the Temple of Woman, you know, through our calls that we have. You know, each call has a theme, and we go into in a group of women, and that's another thing too about the group of women, not, you know, and how important that is for us to engage in with each other authentically, not wearing all the masks and all the parades of, you know, like you were saying about what we think a woman should be. But so I just want to tell you that that's just, I'm glad she's on here, and I'm glad she's getting exposure, and I'm glad that, you know, she's just spilling truth, just speaking truth off her lips like she normally does.
Yeah, she has a dancing rhythm that is orgasmic in itself.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's not just me, it's you. I mean, that's the thing,
well,
about Temple. It's all you. And thank you, Diva Nyjah.
Yes, thank you, Nyjah.
You know, it's all of us, though. I mean, everyone on the call, just kind of take, breathe in what's happening here, you know. There were three women, and now there's four. And each time another voice comes on, this bowl gets wider and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this power. And that's us. It's not just me. You know, my gift is that I'm a mirror. Everything that I get to say and I get to hear on my tongue is a mirror of the magnificence that is truly what you are. And reflecting the truth of woman's power is easy. I mean, we shine. We do, you know. We don't want to accept that from our men. Men have been trying to tell us this for eons.
For a long time, yeah. And you know something, though? This call and this subject is just in time for me, because I talked with Val about this before. I moved to California, and my whole thing was, okay, I want to give myself a year because, you know, right now I don't know if I want to be involved with anybody. Well, the exact opposite of that happened. I did meet somebody, and I've been holding back so much about, well, you know what, I'm not going to go there with him because I don't want him to think or I don't want him to, you know, because I want this from him, I don't want him to go there with me and think that he could just have this and go. And this is an eye-opening call for me, because even though as advanced as I am, that right there was still, you know, I'm grappling back and forth. You know, I want to, you know, what's wrong? I'm a grown woman. I should be able to experience this without having all this stuff behind it. And yet and still, I have all the stuff behind it. So this call
is... And you should have the stuff. The stuff is there for a reason. The stuff is your power wanting to express. This is what your sisters are for. This is why the Temple of Women exists. It's not, we don't have to be downtrodden and basic. It's, the Temple of Women is for superstars, for women who have taken up the mantle of being healers, and they rock. They rock it. But just like you just described, we all, because we did not, in this culture, we did not get the benefit of initiation when we hit 13 mm-hmm. and we started to bleed. No elder mothers came and took us and sang songs and told us what our blood actually meant and celebrated us and took us under their wing for the next 6 or 7 years and told us everything we needed to know. We all just got thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
and we learned to kind of muddle through. We've gone through those stages of, you know, trying to act like false men. Some of us have gone through that, and we figured out, okay, well, I can trust my vulnerability up to a point. And a lot of us have figured out that, okay, I can do this soft, vulnerable thing when I'm doing whatever my healing profession is, when I'm engaged as a coach, or when I am teaching, or when I am seeing patients, or when I'm doing my massage, or even when I'm doing my accounting, whatever it is. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty of life, when it mm-hmm. comes to, do I let him have all of this?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall apart because we don't have the circle. That's the importance, and that is really the truth of why the Temple of Woman exists, because we need the circle. Women need the circle, not just women here in America, but women, period. The circle is how we understand ourselves. We need to process. You have all that stuff going on, not because it's trying to hurt you, but because it needs to be held and felt by your sisters. And your sisters need to actually see you giving that to them, and they need to give back to you what you have, and it needs to see itself received and expressed. And your king, he can't do nothing with any of that. It's not for him.
Love it.
He
no,
can't
honey,
do nothing with that.
Honey, share when you have your circles. I think it's ongoing.
Yeah, we do every full moon, every new moon, and every full moon. The Temple of Woman, one of the things that brought it forth is that we follow our own calendar, and it's a 10-moon calendar oracle. So each of the 10 moons has its own personality and its own character. It's kind of a cosmic weather report for what we're in. Right now we're in Healing Old Wounds Moon, and this coming Tuesday we'll be having a diva call for the full moon, which we just had yesterday, beautiful harvest moon. We should still be pretty golden tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Go out, women, find some place private and bare your breast to the moon. Please, just do it.
I love it.
Just do it. You'll love yourself.
I love it. Oh, that's so beautiful.
You know? But we do that. So on this coming Tuesday, we'll be doing our celebration call for the full moon. We celebrate the energy that have been made available to us on the full moon. And on the new moon, we activate the energies of the new coming moon. So we'll be having our celebration call this upcoming Tuesday, and anyone can, you know, come to the site and or email me if they want information about that.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah,
I love that. And is there any, let me see if there's any other callers.
But I think it's the same caller that was on before, because it's the same phone number.
Okay. Is there anyone else I would like to share with Newt or share a comment about today's call?
Nope.
They're just basking.
I know
in
how
it.
We are. They're basking and they're doing the thing that we always do, which I have to, even I'm guilty of it sometimes. They're multitasking. They're listening.
Oh, Lord.
And they're multitasking.
I can't. Val and I had this discussion a couple of times. I can't. It's only one thing at a time with me. Oh, my God.
Well, we do this to ourselves. We think we got to do everything all at once. So, you know,
oh,
and it's cool. It's all right. It's all right.
Hello. Am I still on?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh,
hi.
Okay. No, this is Nyjah. I guess.
Hi, Nyjah.
Oh,
darling.
It's meant to be. But I also wanted to share something else about something that I've been learning through the Temple of Woman and just being in the powerful group. Is that we learn to love both our light and our shadow side, or our light and our dark. And that's something that in a lot of spirituality that, you know, we get caught into, or I got caught into, it was like, oh, just think positive thoughts all the time. You know, and I, for a long time, was like, okay, when a negative situation would happen or something negative I perceived within myself, I may have put a label of unlovingness or anger or judgment, whatever. I wanted to bury it quick. But being in the temple has allowed us to, hey, you know, bring it out so we can flesh it out and you can face it and love it and learn to love it. And that love will transmute it. It will transmute it. And
mm-hmm.
That's another thing about being in a group of women. It's like, because we come across so many ways of spiritual teachings, and some of them are, you know, we're hiding from our feelings. And
yeah,
so I just think that's another important thing about the circle, is that we get to bring out everything, not just the selective stuff.
Mm-hmm. We are not the, you know, smiley all the time purple people.
you bring a great point up, and I have to say, recently I went through some changes with some women, and it wasn't it's all nice and great to be spiritual and everything, but enlightenment is real. It's not. I mean, it has the bunny hop. It has, you know, the esoterical stuff, but it's also in the trenches, and you're naked with everything. Spirit, soul, mind, body, everything. And you hit the walls sometimes because we are expanding. We are learning about what works and what doesn't. And I'm fascinated that as much as we are nurturing, that there's something about when we hit the wall, we are not having each other's backs. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, one
because
of the
they don't
things
know
I,
how. They don't
exactly.
know how. I mean, that's
and
the
I,
thing. That's, you know, my basis, the basis of my tradition, and I do want to get this in, the basis of my tradition as a Nubian Kemite priestess is how this temple is founded. It's founded on those principles, on the principles of initiation that I know from my tradition. However, it's an all-faith temple. It's why it's founded as a separate temple. I have a Kemetic temple that I'm chief priestess of. That's Kidah Mudong. That's all Kemite all the time. But the Temple of Woman is literally for women, for whatever you bring with it. So if you're a Wiccan, if you're a Christian, if you're Jewish, if you're Muslim, if
Come
you
on.
Just don't know, if you like a collection of things, it doesn't. You bring it all,
mm-hmm.
because we have the technology, and this is what is so important, that we have the ancient time-honored technology of the circle, the art of the circle, really. It's woman's art. It's woman's magic art. And it has a structure. It has an etheric psychic structure, and it has a physical structure to it. That prevents exactly the kind of stuff you're describing, Val. That doesn't happen in our circle. And that's something Nyjah can back us up, and you talk to any one of our women, and we have an online community that you can tap into when you go to the site. It's free to join. You can talk to the women, ask any of them, does that kind of drama, has it ever happened? We've been doing this for over 8 years. It's never happened. Now, have issues come up, have real life issues? People have lost folk. Real disease, real disaster has happened. We've handled it because, again, when we are really grounded in the true essence of real, authentic, divine, feminine power, we can hold any and everything. It's what we were made for.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that drama and all of that, she said this and she think, who she think, none of that ever comes into play. Because we've cured it. It's a healing circle. It is established as sacred space, and it cannot be broken. I dare anyone to try.
I'm glad that we got it in.
Yeah, me too. Because
we're not live streaming right now, but we are.
The show is still on.
Yes, we'll be able. They'll hear the taping. But that part, and Nyjah, thank you for bringing that back on because I wanted that point. I got so distracted by all the other beautiful things. I thought there is another point that I want made. So yes, exactly. Thank you for making sure that that was included in today's call.
Yeah.
Angela, you wanted to say something, hon?
Well, I was just going to reiterate on what you said because you went through that, and I also, and I've shared this on other calls before, I've gone through the same thing. And this started actually when I started working for the state of Louisiana. I mean, I went in there, and it was funny because I didn't know what that was about before. I didn't understand it. Now I do. But I went in there, and I didn't know anybody. But I was just Angela. I walked in just being Angela. And it was funny because there was attacks coming from all around from these women. I had no interaction with these women before ever. And people just got uncomfortable around me, really uncomfortable. And it wasn't that I had people say, you know, well, you know, they're just jealous or, you know, you're cute. It had nothing to do with that because there were other women that were just as cute and, you know, just as whatever, just as fantastic, and it didn't happen with them. But now I get it, and I moved from that, from the litigation office to the human resources office, and then it was even worse. But now I get that it's this whole thing about being standing in your own light.
Mm-hmm.
It just blows stuff up for people. And before I moved from one point to the other, before I moved from one office to the human resources office, I noticed that things started to change around the old office, and people started to just, it kind of accept me for who I was. But what I had a lot of people say was, you know what, I you are always you, and you're such a fantastic person that, you know, when next time, you know, this happens, or next time I get into, you know, trouble, I'm going to remember what you did. I'm just going to remember that. And I'm going to, you know, try to be more of myself and not worry about what everybody else is thinking about me. But it's funny about that around women. It's really funny how that, you know, you don't have to really do or say anything for stuff like that to happen. You just kind of blow stuff up.
It's the shadow side of our power. Again, that containing energy. We, you know, the shadow side of it is, I need to be the manager of everybody else's business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, baby, well, I tell you what, I don't want to be a manager of anybody's business.
Mm-mm.
You know, in wrapping up today, Newt, this was just so rich, and I'm
so glad
we're going to continue this next.
Me too.
Next week with the masculine energy side of our beautiful piece. Can you share a little bit about, do you have a separate site that you're working with? Is the masculine?
Yeah, they can. It's funny about that because The work with women is just kind of taken over, but really, you know, working with the kings is that's my basis, that's my home. You know, I had to be talked into this woman stuff.
I love it.
I really did. You know, Divine had to really pull me kicking and screaming. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What? Because we women, we're high maintenance, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And by design, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a king to really handle us.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, yeah.
Because we make demands. We, you know, that whole, that container thing is voracious. So orgasmicliving.com is where I direct the kings to connect with me. I'm not exactly sure what's where things go on that site now, but you click on stuff and you'll find things.
Beautiful. And we'll yeah. be happy. We're going to put that, once again, our tweakingyourvibrations.com. You will find all of her links, and we're going to start again next week and jump into some of this. Newt, thank you so much. Diva Nija, thank you for showing up and sharing your beautiful comments. I think experiences are beautiful testimonies when people yes. can actually see the changes that people are. And Newt, gosh, time has passed on. I didn't know you had this going on. I knew you had it going on for 8 years. But, you know, it's like, wow, I can remember when you, you know.
Yeah, you remember. You were one of the ones that got that first letter.
I know, girl. I was like all over the place. So now I think it's beautiful that it's grown, and I know a couple other beautiful divas that are in that circle. And mm-hmm. There's something sacred about being able to come together with sisterhood energy and to be able to have each other's backs. And I'm so, so happy that you are. You know, you've picked up the ball and came in kicking and screaming and started processing, because it's time. I mean, I have two daughters, and I want them to be totally comfortable in their power, in their skin, with both their masculine and feminine energies in outside in the world. So you are really pre-paving some amazing stuff for women. And
well,
I called it.
It's universally time. You know, this whole 2012 yes. thing. That's what it's. Part, mm-hmm. It's a big part of what it's about. We have a role to play that is vital. Those of us in women's bodies have a role to play that is incredibly vital, and we need to own what we have. We need to own who we are, and it's serious at this point. So it's. Yeah, I kicking and screaming yeah. or not, I was going to have to do it. And the kings.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
The kings have a role too. A lot
yes.
of, you know, they get all this divine feminine hoopla gets going on, and we forget they have a very important role. We cannot do what we need to do
without
enlightened kings.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we next talk, we'll get into that, and hopefully, you know, Maine Bob will show up. He's got some stuff to share on that. he's got some direct experience to share.
Yes, he's adorable. I mean, I love. He's like one of my bestest friends in the man group, because he just is. He just goes with the flow, and he's very manly, and I just love him. So thanks, everybody. Newt, thank you so much for your precious, you know, words, and thank you for including us all in that, because I felt it today. I felt all of us were just vibrating at a just more present expression of ourselves. Thank you so much for everything. This is one of the things why Angela and I really work at connecting the dots to being whole, serving in a larger way, and yet owning our own power, you know, as feminine entities in this planet. So thank you for everybody for showing up. We look forward to next week's topic. That will be uploaded within the next 24 hours. We want to share a big hug to all of our listening friends. Thank you for tuning in today. You are so precious, and we so appreciate your time and energy connecting with us. Newt, I'm glad we're going to have you back next week, and, of course, we'd love to have you back periodically, too. Everyone go to thetempleofwoman.com and pick up that free gift.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up.
It's juicy and delicious, and I know that I'm going to go check it out right after we get off here, too. But until next time, remember, who you are is more important than anything you're doing in the world today. So thank you, everybody. Be blessed, and we'll see you next week. Till then,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Listen, blessings.